It's Central Time. I'm Darrell Connor.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up in just a minute, it's time for Food Friday. We'll get the lowdown on cheesecake.
But first, President Trump and congressional leaders came to an agreement today to temporarily fund and reopen the government, ending the longest partial shutdown in U.S. history. Lawmakers have until February 15th to reach an agreement to fund a border wall.
Craig Gilbert is a political reporter and Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be with you.
Well, in a nutshell, Craig, what is in this agreement?
Well, it's an agreement that should look familiar to people because it was out there weeks earlier, basically funding the government, in this case, only for a few more weeks, without any kind of resolution of the debate over border wall, no strings attached from the perspective of Democrats in terms of making a commitment to the kind of wall money that President Trump is asking for. So the Democrats, I think, are widely perceived as sort of winning this game of chicken, and President Trump as having blinked. The Democratic position has been that we're not going to negotiate wall funding or border security with the government shut. And President Trump relented in the end.
And President Trump talked today about this deal just this afternoon. He renewed his call for wall funding, saying it was necessary for the government ultimately to stay open after this deal passes. Here's what he said.
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
We've heard this idea of the president potentially declaring a national emergency at the southern border. Critics saying, well, if we've made it this far without declaring it, and if we can go another few weeks without it, is it really an emergency? What's the talk of the town on this emergency declaration idea, Craig?
Well, I think, you know, there's a couple of problems there. One is just the legality of it, and I think it would end up in court if it happened. And two, there's certainly not universal support among Republicans for this kind of move, because some conservatives, a fair number of conservatives, have concerns about the use of executive power when it comes to what President Trump is talking about and see it as an overreach. So I don't think we can rule it out, but it's certainly comes with its own set of complications and negatives, just as the shutdown did.
You wrote just in the last day or so, Craig, about how some Wisconsin lawmakers were reacting to this and some behind-the-scenes confrontations in the U.S. Senate. What have you been hearing?
Well, there was a closed door. You know, the parties retreat behind closed doors to have internal discussions around big issues, and there was a Republican luncheon yesterday before the votes, this pair of shutdown votes we had in the Senate yesterday. And it was reported first by the Washington Post that there was kind of a confrontation between Ron Johnson, the Republican senator from Wisconsin, and Republican and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, where Johnson confronted him. The Post reported that he said, "This is your fault." What Johnson says he said is, "You put us in this position." What he was apparently referring to was not the shutdown is your fault, but he didn't like the way the Senate was handling it. He didn't like what happened yesterday with these two votes where the Senate voted on two bills that were kind of destined to fail because neither one was going to get the 60 votes that controversial items need in the Senate to pass. And Johnson's also frustrated because he had a bill to pay the federal workers that are actually working without pay, and he hasn't been able to get complete buy-in from his own party, and he hasn't been able to get buy-in from Democrats, and he hasn't been able to get a vote on it. All those things are going on, but I think it's also just symptomatic of the larger sort of mood of frustration among Republicans in the Senate. They've been on the sidelines. The shutdown was precipitated by the White House. They see the politics. It's not popular. And so there's a lot of angst among Senate Republicans about this issue, and you saw it in the fact that you know, a bunch of Senate Republicans crossed over and voted for the Democratic plan, which contained no funding, none of the funding the president wanted for the border wall, even though that vote failed on Thursday.
We'll leave it there for now, Craig, with the shutdown temporarily resolved, but the underlying issues still wide open. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Great to be with you.
That's Craig Gilbert, political reporter and Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to give us a quick update on the temporary agreement to reopen the government for at least the next few weeks.